Hello, West Liberty. This is Pearl. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Today we have an interview with Ronald Renshaw, aka Ronald Reagan. This is a series of interviews called Passionately Vocal, and today's episode is called Students with Stories. Hello, Ronald Reagan.
Give me a full report.
You wanted us to talk about the history of the New Martinsville Hockey League. Is this correct?
That is correct. This is long before hockey was as popular as it is today. The beginnings of hockey in New Martinsville. What happened was the boys on North Main Street, New Martinsville, we saw a hockey game and we liked what we saw, so we tried to figure out a way to play it. And we came up with the idea of using sawhorses as goals, brooms as hockey sticks, and we used pop cans, and we played hockey like that. But this guy that owned the Temple sports store in New Martinsville went down Main Street, on North Main Street, where we played, and he saw us playing. He said that he could get us the plastic sticks, the hockey sticks with plastic blades, goals, and a little orange ball that you could actually, with street hockey. That's what we did, and we were playing it, and there was only just about five or six kids on North Main Street. And then before you know it, our friends up in the Stilton section in New Martinsville, which was the north end, they came down the street just driving around, and they saw us playing, and we started playing with them. And the next thing you know, what started out with six people started out to be, it grew. And next thing you know, there was 12, 13 people down there playing street hockey on North Main Street. Well, one of the people that played for us had something to do with the New Martinsville Parks and Recreation Department. And he got us into playing up at Bruce Park. And we played in the shelters at Bruce Park. So we were off the street and out of the bad weather. And when we started going up there, more people joined us. And before you know it, there's 50, 60 people that want to play street hockey. So the guy from New Martinsville Parks and Recreation, Rick Snyder, he formed a little league for us so that we actually played against each other, and we moved it all into the Lewis Wetzel Family Center. And there were a lot of people playing it, and there were a lot of people that came to watch it, and it became a big thing. And that's basically the foundations of the hockey in New Martinsville, because nobody knew about hockey until we started playing it. And then when we started playing it, then everybody saw how fun it was to play, and it grew from there. And this was back in 1967, right when the Penguins came into the NHL.
So this was way before hockey as we know it started.
Oh, right? Yeah, well, way before that, before it became the popular sport that it is, long before that. And I was a Penguin fan, but I've been a Penguin fan long before Mario Lemieux and Stanley Cups. Back when I was a Penguin fan, they were pretty sad. But I still love them. I still love them today. I don't think they're going to do very good this year and pick up where they left off last year, but I love them nonetheless.
So what inspired you to start this hockey league with your friends?
We just saw, we saw a hockey game on television, and I thought it was cool. So I went down in the basement and got one of my dad's sawhorses, and I set it up, and I got a broom and a pop can, and I started playing it. And I got a buddy of mine to come down, and we just played one-on-one hockey, and that grew to two-on-two hockey, and then three-on-three hockey, and then we moved it. Once we got the nets and the plastic-bladed sticks and the orange ball, we played out on the street.
So you played out on the street, correct?
Yeah, right out in the middle of a public street. That's why when Rick Snyder came down and started playing with us, he thought it was dangerous to play on the street, so he got us up into Bruce Parks in the shelters. And that way it was safer. And people were on Route 2, because Bruce Park is right by Route 2 in New Martinsville. They saw us over there playing, and they came down and they started watching, and then they wanted to play, and then it went on from there. Back when this was going on, there was only, in the National Hockey League, there was only 12 teams, the original six. see if I can remember them. There was Boston Bruins, New York Rangers, Chicago Blackhawks, Toronto Maple Leafs, Montreal Canadiens, and the Detroit Red Wings. And then they expanded, I believe it was in 67, and that's when the Penguins came into the NHL. They came in with the Los Angeles Kings, the Oakland Seals, who are now defuncted, and there was the St. Louis Blues, Minnesota North Stars, Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Philadelphia Flyers. And they went from the original six to 12 teams. And that's when hockey actually started to take off, is when the NHL had their expansion. Now we see what the NHL is. And that's basically how it all started, at least in New Martinsville. And once we started playing hockey in New Martinsville, that was the end of basketball. Hockey was a lot more fun than basketball.
So hockey was a big inspiration for you, right?
Oh, always, yeah. Just not me. I mean, there were a lot of people that started enjoying playing hockey.
So this was in, like, 67, correct?
Yes, it was. Well, that's when the Penguins, it was either 67 or 68, but we were playing street hockey basically in the early 70s. That's where it started. And you see what the NHL is today. It is a wonderful sport, wonderful sport.
Would it be safe to assume this is before television, correct?
No, there was television, you know, when we started playing street hockey. The NHL wasn't on it. I mean, this isn't back in the dark ages there. I mean, there was television when we were starting to play street hockey, but nobody wanted to televise our street hockey games. We spent too much time chasing the balls in people's yards.
Did you ever get in trouble for this?
Oh, we were in trouble all the time. The only people that liked us in New Martinsville were the police department. They'd come down and watch us play and kind of, you know, direct traffic for us. Well, that was life in New Martinsville back then. Now, you ought to know that. You're from Shadyside.
That's true. I am from Shadyside, but I've never really spent too much time in New Martinsville. I know you're from there, correct?
Yes, I'm a proud graduate of Magnolia High School. I actually went to college out here.
You did?
Yeah, I was a journalism major and a political science minor. In fact, I was a reporter for the Trumpet. I think their offices are in this building somewhere. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Not anymore, they're not.
Oh, okay. And Lou Corsetti was my instructor / editor. And I got into trouble with him because they would have all these press releases for the sports department and they would send them out to all the local newspapers. And I took the liberty of giving a little bit more to the Wetzel Republican down in New Martinsville. and I kept sending them a little bit more and a little bit more. And then eventually the Wetzel Republican got a hold of Mr. Corsetti and told him what I was up to. And I went in the doghouse. And I was sending out envelopes for 3 years.
After the break, we will be talking more about how hockey started and his inspiration.
The Penguins.
The Penguins. Welcome back. We are WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. We are here with Ronald Reagan, a.k.a. Ronald Renshaw. And on the first half of this interview, we talked about the beginnings of hockey and his inspiration and love for the Penguins. And now, he will talk about his favorite Penguins game.
Hello, Americans. I'm Ronald Reagan. Well, actually, it wasn't my favorite Penguin game because this is long before Stanley Cups, Mario Lemieux, and what have you. Back then, they played in the Civic Arena, also known as the Igloo. And they were a very bad hockey team. But they had a rabid fan base that carries forward to this day, and I'm proud to say I was one of the New Martinsville's most rabid Penguin fan. And so we got to go up and see them from time to time. And this was back when they never drew anybody. They wanted anybody to go to the games. They'd be lucky if they got 10,000 people in the Civic Arena. But I was one of them. And we went to a game one time, me and my buddies, and we went up, and they were playing the New York Rangers, and the Rangers were very good and the Penguins were very bad. But there were some New York Rangers fans sitting right along by the plexiglass at the rows right next to the ice. We were about four or five rows up from them. And then up on the top, there was this, what they was called the Polish Army. There was this Penguin that played for him. His name was Bob Wojtowicz. And he had a fan base because he was something else to see. But it was called his Polish Army. And they were something else. They had a commercial with Bob Wojtowicz one time. And he had a whole big plate of kielbasa. And he had a knife and a fork. And he just, on cue, he just started taking the knife and fork and shoving the kielbasa down his mouth. But the thing of it is, like most hockey players, he didn't have any teeth. So you got this guy chewing on tons of kielbasa, trying to get it down, and it was a funny commercial. But they loved him. They loved him. And the Polish Army's up there, and the hockey game's going on, and the Rangers are just smacking the Penguins. It was ugly. And we were sitting there, and those New York fans, I believe, were intoxicated. I'm pretty sure they were, because they kept running their mouths, saying bad things about Bob Wojtowicz and him being Polish. And they took shots at the city of Pittsburgh and whatever, and they were drunk, and they got carried away, and it just went on and on and on. The people, the ushers tried to stop them, but it wouldn't work. And finally, the Polish Army said they had had enough. And so, in mass, they went down, 30 or 40 of them, and they went down to the ice where the Ranger fans were, and they literally picked them up and threw them out onto the ice. And it was pandemonium. So they picked up all three of them Ranger fans and just threw them over the plexiglass. They landed on the ice in the middle of the game, and it was something to see. You get the drunken Ranger fans yelling and screaming and beating on the plexiglass. You got Wojtowicz's Polish Army throwing stuff at them. And it was something to see. And that has to be my favorite Penguin moment. And I'll never forget it when Bob Wojtowicz's Polish Army threw the Ranger fans out on the ice in the middle of a hockey game.
So it's safe to say they had to stop the game for this.
Well, yeah, they couldn't play while they're... You know, the Ranger fans are beating on the plexiglass, and Wojtowicz's Polish Army is throwing stuff at them. And it was funny, but that was when the Penguins first came in the league. But they had some characters too. They had this guy. His name was Brian Watson, but nobody called him Brian. His nickname was Bugsy, and he got hit. He got slashed and a hockey stick in the face. And he had this big scar running right down his face. And he looked like Frankenstein. But this guy was a defenseman, which means he likes to fight. But there wasn't any of the fighting like there is now, that it almost like Marcus of Queensberry rules now. But this guy, if somebody made him mad and they let him go on the ice for a shift, he didn't even stop. He just went right to that guy and just proceeded to pound the crap out of him. And that's how he was a fan favorite too. He wouldn't put up with any of this crap, and he was something to see. And those, they had some colorful people back then that played for him, and he was at the top of the list. There was Bob Battleship Kelly, he was good, and there you go. But before I leave, I'd like to take this time to say I am a big fan of AM radio and radio. Period. And I'd like to put a shout out to my...
We don't have time.
Oh.
Thank you for coming in, Ronald Reagan.
Consider it from a man who has everything.
That's it for the interview. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for being an amazing guest for interviewee. Yeah. And we are this is WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Let's get back to the music.